Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
So many texts coming in about Gaza and all the rest of it. I'll bring those to you a little later on in the program. But now, if you were to come into my studio at this moment, you'd get a lovely aroma of cinnamon buns because Gareth Mullins has been baking. Good morning, Gareth.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
Gareth is executive chef at Anantara, the Marker in Dublin and at Forbes Street Restaurant, and of course, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. So why have you chosen baking this week?
Do you know, every week I try and come in with something that I think is approachable, and I think there's a lot of people out there that are afraid of the word yeast.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there seems to be so many rules around it. But really, the freeze-dried or the little dried yeast you can buy in the supermarket, they come in a little box, and in the box there's normally two sachets stuck together, and there'll be five or six packets of sachets. And they're normally weighed out in 7 grams, and there's a reason for that. A lot of the recipes are normally at 7 grams. Now, with fresh yeast, you can do mischief to it. Like, if you don't have, like, you store it in the fridge, but if it gets too cold, it can die. If it gets too warm, it can die. If you add water to it that's too hot, it can. Okay. So there is a lot of.
But so do you treat this just like a dry ingredient?
You treat it like a dry ingredient, exactly. Some recipes tell you to activate the yeast in with whatever the liquid is. I don't think you need to do that. I think. I'm doing two recipes today. Classic cinnamon buns, which I think, if you've never tried to make these at home on a Saturday morning with your kids and your whole house fills with cinnamon, I mean, that's living in my view. And then the other one I'm doing is a rum-soaked fruit and spice bun, which is a similar type of dough, but I'll get into the cinnamon first. So first of all, you need the recipe. And the word I said there was recipe. It's important that you weigh your ingredients because we're baking, right? And we've spoken about this before. There's a bit
baking
of a science.
Science.
It is science, right? So 500 grams of strong white bread flour. Look for that in the supermarket. It's often called 00 flour or bread flour, but really it has a higher gluten content, and that's what gives the bread structure. Then you've got 75 grams of caster sugar, a teaspoon of salt, 7 grams or one packet of that instant yeast, 250 grams of warm milk. Now, when I say warm, it's just a little above blood temperature. So tepid is what we'd call it. It's up to about 39, 40 degrees. If you put your finger in it and it's sore in any way, it's too hot.
So it's kind of milk you give to the baby.
Exactly. Perfect way to describe it. One egg, 75 grams of soft butter. Now, really soft butter. Leave it out of the fridge because we're going to beat that into the dough. For the filling, 100 grams of brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of cinnamon. I like it quite cinnamony. 50 grams of butter. And then for the glaze is icing sugar, milk and vanilla extract. So let's get down to business. You need to make the dough. So in a bowl, I want you to put the flour, the sugar, the salt and the yeast. And in the recipe you see there, I say keep the yeast and the salt separate. Why I'm saying that is because when it mixes in with the flour, it's fine. But if you put the two of them together and any moisture get in there, the salt would kill the yeast, even the dried stuff. So when you have it all in there, mix it around with your hand. Or really, if you have a tabletop mixer, do it in there. Then you're going to add in the warm milk, the beaten egg and the soft butter, and then you're going to leave it mix or mix it with your hand until it forms the dough. Now, the next bit is quite important. This is where you're going to knead the dough. So either in your machine on medium with a dough hook for 8 to 10 minutes, or throw it out onto the table, roll up your sleeves and then push with your right hand, turn it over on itself and just repeat that process. There's a million videos online to see how to knead dough, but really you're just trying to move the dough and push your hands through it. If you get the technique, great. No, what you're trying to do is release the gluten in the flour. When the dough is ready, you'll see it'll go from being kind of dry and sticky looking, and it'll start to kind of look a little bit shiny. And if you put the dough between your hands and you pull it, it won't break straight away. It'll feel elasticy. And that means you've done your job. Roll it into a ball, place it into a greased bowl and cover for an hour to an hour and a half. Now, this bit, again, is important. What happens in that hour and a half is that the yeast activates and the dough starts to grow. It'll probably double in size or just a little bit. So if you have it in a bowl and you, after an hour, if absolutely nothing has happened, move it somewhere in the house where it's slightly warmer. I think a mistake people do is they put it in quite a cold part of the kitchen and nothing will happen because it needs a bit of heat. You can even stick it up into the iron cupboard or the hot press. And then you move into the filling. You're going to mix the brown sugar and cinnamon together. Then after the hour and a half, you knock the dough back, roll it into a rectangle like an A4 page, and you spread that cinnamon butter all across the top of the dough. Then you roll it up into like a Swiss roll or a roulade. Mm-hmm. And then at that point, you just take a knife and you're going to slice it into 12 pucks or slices. Yeah. So what you're left with is a little scroll. Then onto a baking tray, lined with parchment paper. You put them beside each other with about a centimetre of a gap. And then again, you have to leave them prove. I know this sounds like a lot of palaver, but that's it then. After you leave them prove again for about an hour, they're ready to go into a preheated oven at 180 degrees. And you're going to bake them for 20 to 25 minutes. During that process, you'll see they'll puff up. They'll go nice and golden. After they come out of the oven, onto a wire rack on the tray still, and then I want you to mix together the icing sugar, the milk, vanilla, till it's a smooth paste, and cover all over the top of the cinnamon buns, like what's in the little box there.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Mm.
The rum-soaked fruit and spice bun is a similar thing before, so the recipe is almost the same. 500 grams of strong flour, 75 grams of sugar, salt, the yeast, a tablespoon and a half of cinnamon, half a tablespoon of nutmeg, and then 250 mils of warm milk, a beaten egg, and 75 grams of sugar. So you see the recipe here is slightly different because we're adding in the spices. So this time the bread is going to have this wonderful spice flavour. Then for the soaked fruit, 150 grams of dried fruit, 50 grams of mixed peel, the zest of an orange, and then 60 grams of dry rum or dark rum or whiskey, and you just pour that over the fruit like you're making a Christmas pudding, couple of hours or overnight. Follow the process like I said before, the dried ingredients together with the spices, make the dough, let it rest for an hour and a half. This time, after it's rested, when you knock it back, I want you to add in that fruit that you've strained off, and then work it into the dough. Now it's going to look like a raisin bread almost, and then you roll them into little balls. So if you divide the dough into 12, you cup your hand. You can see what I'm doing there, Pat. I'm kind of making it like a cup shape. You hold that over the top of the dough and you push into the table and roll your hand. And you'll feel the dough in your hand making a little ball.
Okay.
And then you just put them beside each other on the tray, let them prove, bake them off. And then this time when they come out of the oven, a little bit of apricot jam and any of that whiskey and rum that's left over mixed together. And then you brush that over the hot buns and it has like an old-fashioned sticky bun. For your ones, I cut them in half. I put lashings of butter on there.
Very good.
And if that doesn't make you smile, Pat, I don't know what I can do.
Maybe when the commercials are on, I might be able to take a bite.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good. So you'll put these recipes up, of course, on your...
They're up on my Instagram, yeah, as always. And I know that they attach them to the podcast that you share as well. So.
Very good. Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara, the Marker in Dublin and at Forbes Street Restaurant, and co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Gareth...
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.